And now, a page from the diary of Flo.
Dear diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible.
Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama made it, man. Anything's possible.
Rainy days, jump shot fade away. This the best Celtics podcast day to day, especially when the season get hectic. I stay waiting on it like receiving a Nets pick. Nothing like the terrible analysts on the TV. So in depth, you might even hear a story on Gigi. So in depth, they might do an hour about the D-League. So in depth, you probably should pay him, but it's a freebie. Yeah, John Corrales and Jay King, locked on, trying to get the 18th ring. So you can miss me with the blah blah. No more Geno time, we watching Jay do the Zaza. Melis.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for making us part of your daily routine. We are the Rain and Jays, John Corrales, Jay King from MassLive.com, here to break down the most important night of the season. Obviously, the open practice. So much important stuff happening at the open practice. And Jay King was there to watch the entire thing. We've got
to chronicle it all.
Yes. To break it all down minute by minute. The biggest things like rap names and captains and whatever. The biggest thing, first of all, I watched the introduction. I still can't get my head around Kyrie Irving is a Boston Celtic. They introduced those guys and Kyrie Irving coming out in Celtics gear. I still, for some reason, I can't get my head around it.
John, he plays for the Boston Celtics now. It's just about time to let that in. I mean, I guess. Will you accept it after a preseason game?
I think I need to see him actually playing basketball. And see, you're at the practices, so you get to see it more often.
We don't see anything. Like, I see Kyrie Irving in the gym, but we barely get to see anything. I have not seen anything substantial since training camp began. And that includes after the open practice tonight, though it was entertaining.
Well, let's talk about it. So the most entertaining part of the night for me was, I think, Brad Stevens jumping into a game of knockout, which was fun. He's got a nice little shooting touch.
He did have a stroke to him, man.
He held his own.
Yeah, he finished third. It was just like the training camp invite guys, the two-way contract guys, and I believe Abdel Nader. But yeah, he stroked it a little bit. I don't think anyone wanted to really knock him out. But he was making some shots anyway. He looked smooth out there. I'll give it to Brad. He looked smoother than I anticipated.
Yeah, no, he's got – look, he used to play. He just wasn't good enough to make it very far. But he used to play. He showed a little bit of a stroke. I've seen the videos of him out there. What is that? I forget if it was high school. I think it was his high school. There's a video going around where he's drilling threes.
Yeah, so I think he used to be a scorer back in the day.
Yeah. Once upon a time, he could shoot the ball. It's just, you know, he's just an average size guy. He's not going to go out there and challenge anybody, but he still can shoot.
I doubt he was a dunker in his day either, but.
Probably not.
But hey, you never know.
Probably not.
But yeah, them playing knockout just goes to show what type of night the open practice was. I have a little rant about knockout before we get out of the way.
Oh, that is unexpected. Adult, who has a rant about knockout?
Adults playing knockout is just so stupid. Knockout is for like 9-year-old kids, like fourth graders at recess. Like to have the members of the goddamn Boston Celtics playing knockout is the stupidest crap I've ever heard of. Knockout is the dumbest game. It's for children only. anybody beyond middle school, even middle school is pressing it, but anybody beyond middle school for sure should never be forced to play a game of knockout or even allowed to play a game of knockout. I will give Brad Stevens some credit for hanging in there against some NBA players, but knockout needs to go, man.
I think you're taking knockout way too seriously.
They used to scrimmage at the open practice, but now
I know
it's tough timing right before the preseason opener. Can't be scrimmaging, man. Gotta do stupid stuff instead.
Well, it's just a thing for them to do for the fans. They got season ticket holders, right? It's all season ticket holders. So they throw a little thing together for them. And
all
whatever.
The season tickets holders want to see Kadeem Allen play knockout. That's exactly what they want, man.
Man, you are uptight.
No, but, I mean, Brad did hop in there. Brad saved it by hopping
it's
in there.
It's a little bit of fun. It's not like the whole thing was knockout. It was one game of knockout.
Poor Scal hopped in there and got knocked out immediately.
Oh, man. So that happened, and then there was the skills challenge where Marcus Smart did Marcus Smart things, which included just blocking the shit out of Terry Rozier so he could win.
Classic Marcus Smart. Definitely wasn't legal, but no. You know, he turned the skills challenge into like impact winning plays. So classic
impact
Marcus Smart.
Winning plays challenge. They didn't even know that it was the impact winning plays challenge.
Yeah.
It's more just Marcus Smart getting out there and doing his thing. There was a 3-point contest which Jason Tatum actually won.
Yep.
Beating Gordon Hayward. You know, that's a nice thing.
It was beautiful, man. Beautiful. He missed his first 6 shots. Went on to win the whole thing. Just perseverance, like outright perseverance. They're really learning at this open practice. Character traits that will go a long way.
Let me ask you this question. What do you hate more? The open practice or the All-Star game?
No, I was actually entertained by tonight. It was a lot more entertaining than I anticipated when I saw the docket of events and saw that it was going to be knockout, the Celtics skills challenge headlined by Shane Larkin and Terry Rozier, and a 3-point shootout that included Al Horford and Gershon Yabusele. So, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by how much fun I had tonight, actually. I let myself have fun. Yeah.
You know, for all of your bitching on here, it was actually a fun night.
I had a good time.
I was watching the videos. I thought it was a good time. It seemed like a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Jason Tatum, he earned that title. He earned that trophy. Like, really.
All right. I guess let's get to.
Hold on. We got to talk about the highlight of the night. Which is Al Horford failing to make the final rack.
Oh, that was the highlight? Okay.
Because he took too much time on the first 4 racks.
Right.
He literally did not take a single shot in the final rack. Imagine if Amir had been out there. Just think about that for a second. Rack. Yeah. Amir wouldn't have been much of a 3-point contest guy.
No. Well, you did say in your recap, I'm sure, which you were thrilled to write, insert Amir Johnson joke here.
I don't have the proper Amir Johnson joke. That's why I just made a stupid joke about Amir Johnson jokes.
Well, you know, he's a big guy. He's not Al Horford's not a off the rack kind of jack him up type of shooter. He, you know, those big guys, they got big slow releases.
Yep. Good thing he's got all sorts of space because he plays with Isaiah Thomas and Kyrie Irving, man.
With who?
Kyrie Irving, the Celtics' newest player, who you still haven't wrapped your head around yet.
Do they have? They should have like the sensible bounce pass challenge for Al Horford. The fundamental play challenge.
The helping others.
The find your teammate with a fundamental play challenge.
I'm sure he'd win that one.
So I thought one of the highlights of the night was actually in the panel.
The panel was just a great time.
Jaylen Brown decided unveiled that he's going to be dropping a rap album.
I don't know if he actually unveiled he will be dropping a rap album.
He did say, I did read that he said he's going to drop a rap album.
It was very unclear whether he was actually going to drop a rap album or was just kind of joking with it after Abby asked him to spit some verses in front of the Garden crowd. So we'll see. He did say his rap name is Jaytoven, which is just amazing.
Are you upset that he stole your nickname?
Yeah, Jaytoven. I was more like I was going to make a J joke, but the right one is eluding me right now.
It's been a long night. You've put a lot of mental energy into covering this open practice. I'm sure your brain's just not firing on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, that's tough. I was gonna say Jehovah, but then there's actually someone who is called Jehovah. Yeah. So what are you supposed to do?
He's done all right. He's done all right with rapping. So
yeah, I don't think I'll steal that one from him.
No,
I'll let him be.
This is a weird show, man.
Con J West.
Okay, let's do that.
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, got it on T-Mobile. Fastest iPhone deserves America's fastest LTE network.
Introducing the amazing iPhone 8. It's the best iPhone yet, now on America's best unlimited network. For a limited time, save up to $300 on the amazing iPhone 8 after 24 monthly bill credits. And now join T-Mobile's iPhone upgrade program for free.
Eligible trade-in and finance agreement required. If you cancel service, you may lose promo credits. Contact us for details. Video at 480p. Small fraction of users over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speed. See store for details.
Let's settle on that one.
Yeah.
So in your recap, Marcus Smart says, it's cold as crap in here. It is, but they love it. Now, you follow that up by saying, I could provide more context for that quote, but I'll let it stand alone instead. Can you provide more context for the podcast version of this story?
He was basically saying, trying to describe why Celtics fans are great. And he was just saying, like, literally.
They love that it's cold?
No. So the Garden is actually the coldest. I would say it's the coldest arena out there. For whatever reason, it is freezing in there. Other players come in. They'll say how freezing it is. I'll go in. I have to wear a hoodie a lot. Like whenever I'm on the court, like it really is cold in there. I don't know whether it's because the ice for the Bruins games or whatever. It's really freaking cold in the TD Garden. So yeah, he was talking about how much he appreciates Celtics fans. And basically he was like, they come in here, this ice box all the damn time, and they still cheer for us and they still love us. So shout out to them for. But it was like the funny part about that was it was like all little kids, like a lot of little kids. And he's like, it's cold as crap in here. And Abby was kind of like, Marcus, like, we don't want to say that word right now.
Hey, at least he said crap. Could have been worse.
Yeah, it was. And then Kyrie was talking about playing in dungeons and caves. And it was one hell of a panel, man.
He is a delightfully weird guy. He started the Let's Go Celtics chant.
Yeah, I was all about that one, too. The panel was just unreal. It was everywhere. It was like 10 minutes, and we heard rap names. We heard Kyrie Irving started Let's Go Celtics chant. We heard Marcus Smart talking about how it's cold as crap in the Garden. Just a wonderful, wonderful 10 minutes of my life.
And then and Kyrie describing the parquet floor of...
It was amazing. It was just amazing. Instead of saying the parquet floor, he literally described like how the pieces of the wood are just not in the same directions. Yeah. It's awesome. Kyrie, man. I'm going to enjoy that guy.
Delightfully weird guy.
Yeah. I'm going to enjoy that guy.
Yeah. See? And like as Adam Himmelsbach tweeted, he was afraid and we were afraid that the entertainment value of this team had gone down. But here we are. Jaytoven and Kyrie talking about parquet floor going in different directions and Marcus doing all of his things. I think they'll still be fun. They'll still be a lot of fun with these guys.
Yeah. I mean, Kyrie wasn't wrong. The parquet floor does go in different directions.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That is kind of the whole point of the parquet floor. Other things of note, I suppose, are the Celtics said that they are not going to name a captain this season. They're just, and that goes along with the past, I don't know how many seasons. It's been a while since they've named the captain.
Since Rondo.
So what's that, 3 years? This is the fourth season.
When he got traded December 2014, since then they haven't had a captain.
Yeah.
And before that, yeah. I want to say they'd had a captain like dating back to the Bird era every year. But don't quote me on that. That could be wrong.
Yeah. I will quote you on that exactly. So Steven said before the practice, we won't name a captain. We'll have leaders. They'll all come to the front. We want all 15 guys to take ownership in being authentic leaders. As I've said before, I think the biggest thing is that sometimes when you name a captain or name a few captains, you can disempower others as much as you empower captains. So interesting. It's just an interesting little thing. It's not a big deal. Everything kind of shakes out. Natural leaders kind of emerge. People who will start to take charge will kind of step to the front, like he said. It's when something goes down in the locker room, whatever it is, somebody's pissed off about something, guys piss each other off all the time, somebody will step in and take charge, whether it's a Horford or Smart or whatever. Somebody's going to do something to kind of settle things. It's not going to be the wild, wild west. Everybody's going to go nuts. So,
do you think it matters one way or another that he does or doesn't name a captain?
I don't think it matters necessarily in the NBA. I think captains matter more as you – like college captains matter more. But in the NBA, like who cares? Like who are you going to name captain? You can name, pick a guy, pick Al Horford or Smart or whatever. There's another guy, he's either better or makes more money or whatever. Like they all have their own way of kind of separating themselves, I guess. So if a non-captain, if they name a captain and a guy who's not the captain wanted to say something or act a certain way or be a certain way, that's not going to stop them. They're all adults. When you're a grown man in a league where the business side is so prevalent, I don't think the whole concept of captains is as important. But I don't know. It could be more important than I think. A lot of these guys, you know, they're grown-ups playing a game, so you tend to kind of have that, I don't know, immaturity, I guess, is a little – that's not the right word, but you
– They still have fun. The rest of us hate our lives, but they still have fun.
They still have fun, yeah. But I don't know. I don't think naming a captain or not naming a captain is a big deal. Like I said, leaders will emerge. Somebody will take charge.
Especially with this team, like they literally have four returners. Or like if they held a team vote, nobody would know each other. It'd be like they'd be voting for guys they met 3 weeks ago. And like, do you vote for Al Horford because he's been here a year and has great personality, or Marcus Smart because he's so fiery, or Kyrie Irving because he's the most talented player? Like, I don't know. It would have opened up a can of worms, I think. With this team, it's like, I think especially with this team, how new they are, everything like that, it's wise to just let it form, see what happens, and let the most powerful voices be heard, and see what shape it takes. Because like we've said a lot of times, this team is going to have a whole new character, a whole new attitude that isn't like it was last year. They went from guys that were overlooked and picked at the end of the draft and, you know, got barely played in their first stops or whatever the case was, to all lottery picks and like four top three picks. Kyrie Irving, who was the number one pick. Gordon Hayward, who just got a ton of money as a maximum free agent. Al Horford, who got a ton of money as a maximum free agent the year before. These are all guys who are very different than the Isaiah Thomases and Jay Crowders of the world, who use that chip on their shoulder and had that chip on their shoulder. I'm sure a lot of these guys have their own motivations, but they've got to find their own identity and attitude and all that. And we'll see. We'll see, man. I'm interested to see how this whole the attitude of this team takes shape, because I do think it's going to be drastically different than it was the past couple of seasons.
Yeah.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a tailgate and I want our style to stand out from the crowd.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got all the latest fall styles. Plus, during Old Navy's colossal sale, you'll save up to 50% off store-wide.
Did you say up to 50% off?
I did, so don't sit on the sidelines. Old Navy has the perfect pants from $19, stylish dresses from $15, and comfy tees for the family from just $6 right now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
We're cheering for Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 10-2 to 10-10. Select styles only.
They're not going to be like the, you know, we've talked about this before. There was an edge to this team before where we knew that guys like Isaiah, he not only saw everything that was being said, he took all of that stuff personally. And there, it's just, that stuff's just not here. But there is always an edge on a professional athlete's level. You know, like those guys, you could be nice. Like, you think about like hockey players. The one thing people say about hockey players all the time is they're so nice off the ice, but then they're just like killers on the ice. The sport is very violent. You could be nice and boring, for lack of a better term, and then get out there and have that edge once the game starts. So I'm not, going back to the captain thing, I'm not too worried. I'm not worried about this team and their attitude. They all seem to be really mature, level-headed people for the most part. I don't know what Marcus Morris is all about, but well, I think everybody's just pretty much a decent guy that has insane athletic ability. Like, that's it. There's no real assholes in that locker room. And so they're not going to, if something comes up, and something always comes up, the stuff that we never hear about, it'll be dealt with. They'll figure it out. For all we know, Jatovin's going to put a courtroom together, and there'll be an actual trial. Like these guys are very smart group. So I'm not worried about it. And in the end, it'll be handled. If Brad Stevens has to go in there and handle it, he will. But I think it'll be handled.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm so excited for actual basketball to start. The fact that the preseason finally starts tomorrow or today, by the time a lot of you will be listening to this podcast, I'm just so ready to see who are they starting? What types of lineups are they going to play? How much does Tatum play in the first? How well does he play in his first preseason game? You know, all the questions that we have about this team, like, you're not going to learn more until you start seeing the team actually play. And so I'm so excited to finally see some basketball and not have to ask questions about a team that I literally know nothing about. Normally you can go back and look at the stats and see, you know, this is a weakness the team has, this is a strength the team has. Well, this is a whole new goddamn team. So
it is.
I can't look at any of that.
There's literally, you can't even go back and look at the five-man lineups from last year.
They don't have five men back.
They don't have a five-man lineup to look at. It's hilarious. But, you know, like I said, they'll figure it out. One thing we do know is that Coach Stevens' teaching pedagogy is dope.
Dope.
And he will figure it out. If you haven't seen the quote and what we're talking about, Jaylen Brown, because he's Jaylen Brown, and this is the type of stuff he says, was interviewed and asked, and he said, I think Coach Stevens has a very clear idea of what he wants. I think his pedagogy, his teaching pedagogy, is dope.
Had you ever heard the word pedagogy before?
No.
I've never heard of it.
I had to look up how to pronounce it before the show.
So Abby asked the question to Brad, like she relayed the comment to Brad. And I'm sitting there like, what the fuck is pedagogy, man? The first thing that came to my mind was, this is totally random. Remember those Tamagotchi eggs from back in the day? Like, yeah. I don't know why that came up in my mind, but that was like first word association, like Tamagotchi egg. I'm like, pedagogy? I thought it was two words, like pet a goji. And like, just goes to show you, like, I'm a professional.
That is awesome.
I'm a professional writer, guys. Don't ever forget it. But yeah, I had no clue. So shout out to Jaylen Brown for even knowing that word. And then shout out to Brad Stevens for saying the word dope.
Yeah, right. I love where these guys are. This is the first basketball team where you need to carry around a dictionary to be able to communicate with these guys. Jalen is just maybe too smart for his own good.
I've got to say this to everyone in our the very little pre-show prep that we did. John had to research how to say pedagogy. He didn't trust.
I did. I just said it. I had to look it up how to pronounce it.
He didn't trust me when I told him it was pedagogy.
I did not trust you.
He had to Google it and literally listen to one of like the voices on YouTube or whatever it was that said it. So
it was.
Thanks
it's
for the
a
trust.
YouTube video.
Thanks for the trust, John.
I'm sorry to break this to you on the podcast, but I really don't trust you at all.
If we had a podcast captain, you might have trusted me, man.
We got to trust in David Locke's pedagogy. I hope that it is dope.
Oh, man.
That's going to be where we end this show. Celtics take on the Charlotte Hornets Monday.
Real basketball.
Real actual basketball. And we'll have a post-game recap podcast to do, and we'll actually have things to talk about, which it'll be bad basketball probably. There'll be a lot of mistakes, but it'll be interesting to see how things go, what happens, what kind of things we unlock from Kyrie Irving, and how Gordon Hayward's, you know, how aggressive he's going to be, where he's going to all fit. It's going to be fun to just kind of watch the whole thing. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow. We want to thank you for subscribing. If you are not a subscriber, search for Locked On Celtics wherever you get your podcast. You will find us everywhere, even on Spotify. They curate their podcasts. They don't let everybody in, but we're in there, baby. Somehow we got in. So
what do you mean
do
somehow? What do you mean somehow? We're the goddamn best Celtics podcast that ever happened.
You know, it's just a little bit of self-deprecation.
No,
you know, it's endearing.
It's better to be self-aware.
Okay. Sure. Please tell all your friends.
John, I don't have an ego.
Self-aware we are.
I don't have an ego. I have an aura and presence about me that's reality-based.
It's reality-based, right?
Yeah.
Well, just like the parquet floor, this podcast goes in a lot of different directions sometimes. We want to thank you all. Spread the word. Tell five friends. Tell five friends about the Locked On Celtics podcast. Spread the word. We're going to grow. This show is going to be something big this year, bigger than it is already. So spread the word, subscribe, rate us 5 stars, leave a good rating, and leave a good review. We appreciate it. Thank you for listening. This has been the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast.
Yeah, J. King and John Corrales, Locked On Celtics, Millie's.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it was a weird show.
It always is, man.